Today's grammar point is ことができる
which is a phrase used to express possibility or capability. And its English equivalent is can or be able to do. So, koto is a nominalizer, and it follows a verb in the plain non-past form. So let's have an example.
話す
To speak.
話すことができる
Able to speak.
彼は話すことができる
He can speak.
イルカは話すことができる
Dolphins can speak. So, we have the verb in the non-past plain, followed by ことがある。こと、the nominalizer, が、subject marker, and できる, the potential, can, or able to do. Okay, so let's have a few more examples.
Do you know チンパンジーのアイちゃん?
No, わかりません。
There's a チンパンジー in 京都 University, and that chimpanzee's name is Ai-chan, and she's very, very smart. Chimpanzee.
Yeah.
So it's Japan's most famous chimpanzee.
そうですね。
Ai-chan.
Ai-chan. She's smartest chimpanzee in the world.
Ai-chan は漢字を理解することができます。
So Ai-chan can understand Chinese characters.
そう。すごいでしょ? And Ai-chan は1から9まで数えることができます。
And Ai-chan can count from 1 to 9.
でも、
Ai-chan は話すことができません。
But Ai-chan can't speak.
そうなんですね。
Let's take a look at this last sentence one more time.
Ai-chan は話すことができません。
So, Ai-chan は、Ai-chan, marked by the topic marking particle, 話す、to speak, こと、nominalizer, 話すことが、subject marking particle,That all stays the same. So, Ai-chan wa hanasu koto ga? Up to there, everything's the same. But here we have dekimasen, the polite negative form of dekiru, meaning can, able. So we have the negative form here, so can't, not able. So Ai-chan is not able to speak. So the verb in Japanese comes at the end. So this notion that can't be done comes at the end. And it's a simple changing of the verb dekiru, not the verb hanasu.So that stays, hanasu stays the same. It's the verb できる that changes.
すごいんですよ、愛ちゃん。絵を描くこともできます。
はいはいはい。
She can even draw a picture. Some researchers say she's smarter than some adults. Adult like human beings.
Okay, we'll let you fill in the blank who everyone is thinking about. それそれ違いますね、お互い。
え?
So we're all thinking about who she's smarter than.